Welcome to the Saturday Examen. As you arrive to this time of prayer, imagine that you are on a road in the Holy Land at the time of Jesus, walking from one place to the next. Take a moment to make a 360-degree turn to notice the countryside around you. Perhaps there are olive trees, vineyards, or maybe just a dry and dusty road. Take a deep breath now. What can you smell? What can you hear? Perhaps birdsong, voices, or maybe it's silent. This week, so far, we have encountered others on their journeys. Stephen at the time of his arrest, Jesus, the bread of life, Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, and Saul and Ananias. As you hear a little of each reading, imagine that you encounter each of these on your path today. Take time to greet them as you hear the verse of Scripture. Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" So Ananias went and entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Which of these encounters along the road has been most life-giving, either today or during the week? take time now to thank the Lord for his presence in your life during the past week. As you stand on the road, look ahead and offer the coming week to the Lord with its hopes and perhaps fears, inviting the Lord to continue to walk with you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.